Hello, good evening, 1-2.
The freedom of the open road.
Free to go, feeling good.
Yeah, that'll do for that. Off to a really professional start here, and I expect you're wondering how I'm doing this, because I'm actually in Newcastle with Amy. We're doing a show at a place called the Bridge Hotel, unless of course something catastrophic happens, or the place catches fire, or we just decide not to do it, or something like that. But we're on tour now, the freedom of the open road indeed, but I'm still exploring dark corners of my record collection, and I hope that you're still listening. But if you're not, well, I didn't like you much anyway. How are we getting on with this? Yeah, that's my type of music, alright. It's Johnny Gray with the Reg Tilsley Orchestra, Flamingo. And it's off a Living Presence stereo record, which has got a simplified diagram, part of the complex multi-track stereo recording system used for creating Living Presence stereo. Then there's all these boxes that are marked with different letters, and there's a key, like so, that you look at the one that's marked MB and it says microphone amplifier, and the one that's marked EQ plus one, channel equalization, special cold state, reverberation and send control, stereo presence equalizer, phaser coordination and coding amplifiers. You need to know all this if you're going to listen to a record seriously. Let's listen to this record seriously. This is for my Antipodean mate Mark Luffman, who's on crutches due to an ingrowing toenail or something, and he wanted me to play a Kevin Coyne record, which I don't have. Well, I've got Kevin Coyne records, but the one he wanted I don't have. But he said he was playing a Medicine Head album, the first Medicine Head album, in fact. So I thought I'd play their hit single. I think it was their only hit single, but I'm probably wrong. This is One and One is One.
Don't need nobody, just me and you. I like the way you walk, like the things you do. Got no confusion with you by my side. And when it's time to go, I'm saying goodbye. So let it ride.
Call you on the blue telephone.
I love the way there's a little scratch after the drum break at the end, and then you get the hook fading out. It's the poetry of vinyl. Now, the thing about Buffy St. Marie is that people think she's really middle of the road, but she ain't. At the end of the 60s and the beginning of the 70s, we got Rolf Harris on the TV on Saturday night, and he was definitely uncool. I know he does Glastonbury and he's really cool now, but he was not cool at all back then. And he used to get Buffy St. Marie on. I think he was cool in private life, but his public persona, he had these dancing girls and boys who were called the younger generation. And he used to paint a picture and he used to sort of sing to himself. Yeah, I just put a bit in there and a dam over there. And can you see what it is yet? I thought that was a really good impersonation, actually. But he used to have Buffy St. Marie on anyway, because he was probably, as I said, cool in his private life. And I don't know about Buffy St. Marie. I don't even know if she's still alive. I hope she is. This is Codeine Blues, or Codeine.
In my belly's craving, I got a shaking in my head. Feel like I'm dying and wish I was dead. If I live till tomorrow, that'll be a long time. But I'll reel and I'll fall and I'll rise on codeine. And it's real, and it's real one more time. Well, when I was a young girl, I learned not to care. Oak whiskey, and from it, I often did swear. Times are worse, and it's real, and it's real one more time. Stay away from the cities, stay away from the towns, stay away from the men pushing the coding. Satisfaction had come.
That was Can from the LP Tago Mago, and that was Mushroom Head. Of course, you can't have a program without the Bonzo Dog Band at some point, so here they are.
I see Mr. Apollo up the trees with his bare hands. And if you take his courses, he'll make you big and rough.
And you can beat up bullies till they cry, oh Lord, oh crikey, let go, you rotter, don't punish me.
When you're tough,
you're very fit,
your voice is gruff,
it sounds like grit,
you are so strong,
and proud of it, thanks to Mr. Apollo. Everybody knows he's the greatest benefactor of mankind. Follow Mr. Apollo. Everybody knows that a healthy body makes a healthy mind. And if you take his courses, he'll make you big and rough.
And you can kick the sand right back in their faces. Kick!
When you're tough,
you're very fit,
your voice is gruff,
it sounds like grit,
you are so strong
and proud of it, thanks to Mr. Apollo. Follow Mr. Apollo. Everybody knows he's the greatest benefactor of mankind. Follow Mr. Apollo. Everybody knows that a healthy body makes a healthy mind.
Yes, just give me 10 years of your life, and I'll trade in that puny flab for living muscle. Physique you deserve.
Oh, yeah.
Strong. Chaffy shoulders to hold your shirt up.
He can do it for you.
5 years ago, I was a 4-stone apology. Today, I am 2 separate gorillas. No tiresome exercises. No tricks, no unpleasant bending. Wrestle poodles and win. Play beach ball. Shave your legs. Look over walls. Tease people. Brush them aside as though they were matchsticks. It prepps your breath.
I had a lengthy phone conversation once with Gus Dudgeon, who was the Bonzo's producer and also Elton John's producer and several others. But he told me that the line you can't quite hear was actually Wax Spastics with a cricket bat. I didn't tell you that. He also told me a tale of how, when he was a Decca engineer, Joe Meek touched him on the bottom one day. That was another charming story. I'm not maligning the man. He was actually very nice, and I think he was probably a great producer as well, and it's sad that he's no longer with us. I don't know what you're going to make of this, but it's probably good for you. It's Roland Kirk, and this is The Inflated Tear. It's a bit hard to tell when they stop, isn't it? Not surprised it didn't really get much daytime airplay, that one. For the average DJ, it would be a bit tricky. But the weird thing about that album is that side two is completely worn out, and side one is almost unplayed. So that's weird, isn't it?
Get up. Words spill from my mouth, from broken thoughts I spit them out. Don't mind me today. I'm stuck here seeing red. Better off left for dead. I only see futility and ugly things surrounding me. Don't mind me today. Don't mind what I say. Happy, can't you see? All of this will pass. This sadness never lasts. So don't mind me. Don't mind me today. It comes to this. Your patience I request. If I came to you on bended knees begging forgiveness, please don't mind me.
My friend Salim Nurella, who's in Texas, down in Dallas in Texas, with his wife Jamie, who's just given birth. So it's congratulations from me, and also goodbye, because that's about the end of the program. Hope you've enjoyed listening. You know the website details. You just leave a comment telling me it was god awful, or that you think I'm god, or something like anything like that. That will make me feel that life is not a complete waste of time, which I'm sure it isn't. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time, because we're limping across the UK in our ambulance at the moment, singing and playing for your listening pleasure. So thank you very much and good night.
You expose the film in me with drawing razor lines.